But it is the most firm step that anyone in the Trump administration has made to conceding the reality, and it is the reality, that Joe Biden has won the presidential race. In some ways, this just frees up the formal process of a transition that should have begun already by all rights, but it is a major marking point. Even if this doesn't mark the end of the Trump legal challenges, it at least lets President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris begin to get to work of taking things over to be able to start as seamless as possible a transition on January 20th.
We know President Trump changes his mind day by day, minute by minute. He has made this decision here, but is it possible that he could actually order this GSA to stop this? Is that possible between now and January? Today he's saying go ahead with it, but is it possible he could say no, stop?
Already we're seeing a disconnect. The GSA administrator says in this letter to President-elect Biden that it was her decision without any political pressure, but President Trump is on Twitter saying that he asked the GSA administrator to take this step. So it is possible that he tries to put the brakes on it, or that he has various agencies that are less than forthcoming with information or anything around the transition. He continues to contend that he will win the election after these legal challenges work their way through, even though there really is no evidence of that. And increasingly, there is a realization inside the president's own Republican Party that this will not happen. But yes, it's still possible that there are various roadblocks that are put up by the Trump administration.
It comes almost 3 weeks, as we mentioned, after the election, Rick. That is not as long as the Bush versus Gore episode of 20 years ago, but it is a delay from the people you're in touch with. Does the Biden team still have plenty of time to do what it needs to, especially by way of coronavirus, vaccine preparation, and so forth?
I think the biggest thing that Biden team has going for it is that they've been there before. This is a team that by and large is the same people that populated the Obama administration, many in the Clinton administration. They know a lot about governance, and they know a lot about this process. So I think their hope and expectation is that they won't have lost too much valuable time, and they'll be able to pick things up rather seamlessly. And your reference to 2000 is correct, but this is nothing like the 2000 aftermath. This is a very decisive win by Joe Biden, not the same kind of situation as in Florida. And there really has been no excuse for this extended delay.
And Rick, the door is slightly cracking open here, which is kind of surprising based on what's been happening lately with the president and such. Do you get the sense that Mr. Trump is trying to think more now about his legacy all of a sudden?
I think he recognizes that the pressure has become overwhelming. You just have more and more Republicans who see the reality, and it is a reality, that Joe Biden won the presidency by a pretty comfortable margin, not a blowout, but a comfortable margin a couple of weeks ago. It has been increasingly obvious to everyone involved. These legal challenges are getting tossed out almost by the day, and I don't know how much he could really hold that dam back. So I think it is just a recognition of where we stand right now.